This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Thursday, the 18th of April. Labour says police should investigate allegations an MP misused campaign funds. The fired MP, Mark Menzies, has lost the Conservative whip and has been suspended as one of Rishi Sunak's trade envoys. The Times published claims that he'd used political donations to cover medical expenses and pay off bad people who had locked him in a flat and demanded thousands of pounds for his release. It's understood the party had been aware of the allegations for more than 3 months. Times Radio's political editor is Kate McCann.
Some people are questioning why Mark Menzies was allowed to voluntarily give up the whip, why that hadn't been removed from him before this point. And also, I think, whether or not the police ought to be involved. That's certainly something the Labour Party are calling for and have suggested, including now the Labour leader Keir Starmer, suggesting that there's a lot of unanswered questions, and particularly about why it took the Conservative Party so long to act.
Mr. Menzies disputes the allegations. Some breaking news this evening, and Peter Murrell, the former SNP chief executive and husband of ex-First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, has been rearrested in connection with the police investigation into the party's finances. Ministers have launched a review of British universities' reliance on foreign income from countries such as China, amid fears they've become vulnerable to political coercion. Oliver Dowden, the Deputy Prime Minister, says vice-chancellors will be briefed by the security services. He's also set out a series of steps designed to improve economic security, including a review of export controls of emerging technologies. Former Tory leader Ian Duncan-Smith is a member of the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China.
There are big and growing threats from China about the use of technology. It's not just about the use of technology in terms of chips and semiconductors and supercomputers, but there's also a whole new area of work that China's been involved in, which is really quite worrying, and that is the coming together in China, where they're working on both AI linked to genomics.
The Scottish Government has formally ditched a key climate change target. Accepting the goal of reducing emissions by 75% by 2030 is now out of reach. The Net Zero Secretary says budget restraints imposed by Westminster haven't helped, but she insists Scotland's target to reach net zero emissions by 2045, 5 years earlier than the UK, will remain. Ukraine's Prime Minister is warning that victory for President Putin could lead to a third world war. On a visit to Washington, where the US Congress is expected to vote on an aid package worth $60 billion this weekend, Denis Shmyhal says, "We need this money yesterday, not tomorrow, not today." President Zelensky has warned in recent days that Ukraine is running out of missiles to defend itself. Hamish de Breton Gordon is a chemical and biological weapons expert. He's told us why this aid is so vital.
And of course, if Ukraine doesn't prevail, this is what he's getting at, is we will all be involved, because nobody who looks at these things believes that Putin is going to stop at Ukraine. And as soon as he puts one foot into NATO, which would be the next foot, we're all involved and we'll all have to fight in Europe again.
Quentin Tarantino has stepped away from what was due to be his 10th and final film, called The Movie Critic. The director was said to be reuniting with Brad Pitt for the project, but sources close to Tarantino have now told Deadline that he simply changed his mind. And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.